Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Wolman. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischos Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Baschaya Leah.
Daf Pehei Omer Aleph. The Gemara on the bottom of Pedalad on the base brings the din of Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbi Yossi said, Kfi ein sheikh to noisei bayamtiv, v'im shachtai ein mechasin es domei mikal v'choymer. Rabbi Yossi said that l'chachila you shouldn't shecht the kfi. If b'dieved you did shecht it, you would not be allowed to do the kisei adam ayamtiv. Because the Kal V'chomer says, "Uma milo shavad da deicha Shabbos, ein tzveika deicha yomtiv, ma doch milo, that a vada chiyav milo is deicha Shabbos, and still a suffik milo is not deicha yomtiv. So kisei adam she'ein vada deicha Shabbos, a vada chiyav kisei adam is not deicha Shabbos. Ein edin she'ein tzveika deicha yomtiv. For sure, a suffik chiyav kisei adam like by a kvi is not deicha yomtiv. The Chachomim said back to Rabbi Yosi, "Tkiya shefer begvul teichiach." She'im vado deicha Shabbos, v'sveika deicha yomtiv. We see by tkiya shefer begvulin that even though avada chiyav tkiya shefer is not deicha Shabbos, we still see that a safek chiyav tkiya shefer is deicha yomtiv. The Gemara later explains what's the case of a safek tkiya shefer which is deicha yomtiv. The Gemara explains that it's talking about in the case of a tumtum, which we allow him to blow a shefer of a shoshana, even though he's a safek ish, safek isha. The Gemara goes weiter and says that Rabbi Yosi Lishitasei doesn't hold of this pircha because he holds Noshim Soimchis Rishus. Rashi explains that just like Rabbi Yosi holds by smicha, that even though a lady is not mechuyiv to do smicha, we allow her to do smicha. So Kemoike, we would also say that by Rosh Hashanah, we would allow a lady, even though she does not have a chiv to bow shayfer, we would allow her to bow shayfer a Rosh Hashanah, and we wouldn't consider it a chilul of yomtiv. Memela bayat tumtum. The fact that we let a tumtum blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah is not a case of a suffik chiyav tkiya shofar being deicha yamtiv, because even on the tzad that the tumtum is an isha, there is no chil yamtiv involved. Because according to Rabbi Yosi, we allow a lady to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, we do not consider it a chil of yamtiv. Meila, according to Rabbi Yosi, the pircha is in shver b'chalal. Now, in the etzem din of Rabbi Yosi, that noshim soimchus v'shos, there is a machlokes rishonim what the gather of this din is. Tais over here says that even this mandama that holds Nashim Seimchus Vishus, there is no heter for a lady to do a smicha mamish b'chol koichai on the behema, because there is an isser of doing avoida b'kachim, and lamaisa, a lady isn't doing the mitzvah of smicha when she leans on the animal. So she has no heter to be over on the isser of avoida b'kachim. Rather, all it is mutter for the lady to do is to put her hands close to the animal. If so, so what's the chiddush of Nashim Seimchus Vishus? The chiddush is that we would have thought to say that the Rabbanu would be geyser, that it should be nirika avoyde bekachim. It looks like she's doing avoyde bekachim. Kamash v'lo, noshim saimchus v'shus, is that since there's only an issa der Rabbanu involved, we say that the Chachamim weren't geyser in order to give nachas ruach l'noshim who wanted to do the pe'ula of smicha. It comes out lefi Taisus that even this man, the Omar, agrees that women have no ki in mitzvah when they do a mitzvah that they are patrin. All we are saying is that we are matter and issur d'rabbanan involved in doing a mitzvah in order to give nachas ruach to women who want to do at least the pe'ula of the mitzvah. The Raivin in Teres Kain in Vayikra, Parshas Abeis, Halacha Abeis, is Chayvik on Taisus, and he says, L'man da'amar noshim saimchis v'shus, they can do a full smicha v'chol koicha on the behema. And he says a loshin of kach nidna ha-teira la-noshim choiva u-le-noshim rishos. The Kavit Shirim in Tzayv Kedushin is mazvir, that the Ravid holds that according to the man, the Omar, noshim tzayichas rishos, even in a mitzvah which noshim aren't b'chuyiv in, if they do the mitzvah, they get a kiyam mitzvah. That's why they could be saimich b'chol koicham, because when there is a kiyam mitzvah of smicha, there is no iser of avayde b'kachim. The Ravid is saying that there are mitzvahs that the Torah only gave a choiva to men to be mekayim them, but the etzem kiyam mitzvah is shayich even to women as a rishus. Rabbi Chan over there is moisif that according to the Ravid, a woman would be allowed to wear kalayim betzitzis, and we would apply the klal of asei deichaleis asei, because Anisha also has a kiyam mitzvah when she wears tzitzis, even though she is potter from tzitzis because of mitzvah shazvan grama. So l'chayru we have a machloikis between Taisus and the Ravid, l'man d'omar noshim seichus v'shus, if they have a kiyam mitzvah in a mitzvah that they are potter in doing or not. The Ravid holds that there is a kiyam mitzvah, and Taisus holds that there isn't. The Shagas Aryan Sibin Kufav has a nidain. If a person is allowed to do the malacha vaitza on Yomtiv in order to provide a lady with a shayfer, in order to mekayim the mitzvah of tkiyah shayfer with that shayfer. The nidin of the Shagas Aryan is that in order to do haitza on Yomtiv, you need to have a tzarech hayayim tzas. The shayla is if providing an isha with a shayfer to blow shayfer with a Yomtiv is considered a tzarech hayayim tzas or not. The Shagas Aryeh is mefalpel, and he has a need in whether or not there's a raya from Tosfos and Arasugya, but I'll call upon him, he himself is masig, that it is usur to do this on Yom Tov. The Kontreisi Shurim in Kiddush and Shir Chof also discusses the Shaila, and he says it could be tali in the machloikis of Tosfos and the Ravid, whether or not an Isha has a key in mitzvah when she does a mitzvah which she is patterin. Lefi the Ravid, it would be mutter to do Aitza in order to give a lady the opportunity to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Shefer since she gets a Kiyam mitzvah, whereas according to Taisis, Lechayru would be Aser. Halacha Lemaisa, many Paiskim are Chaylik on the Shagas Aye, and are matter for a person to do Aitza in order to provide a lady with either a Lulav or a Shefer on Yomtiv. Amongst the Paiskim that are Chaylik is the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Simon Tov Kuf Pei Tes Siv Beis, and the Igris Moshe and Chele Gimel, Simen Tzadik Dalet, and the Alicha Shleimah in Perek Yod Aleph, Ois Chof Aleph. The Piskei Tshuvas brings that this is the Minig HaOlam, that we are Metaltel and do the Malacha of Haitzah in order to provide a lady with a Shefer or with a Lulav. There is another Nafkamina in the Machlokes of the Ravid and Taisis, whether Laman Domar Noshem Seimches Vishos, there is a Kiyam Mitzvah or not. The nafkamina is, what is the heter for a lady to make a bracha when she does a mitzvah saseh she'as man gromo, which she is poterin? The Ran, in Sukkah da Bezam and Aleph, holds the hedger like the Ravid, that l'fi the mandomar noshem soim ches rishos, they get a key in mitzvah when they do a mitzvah that they are poter from. The Ran says that l'fi this mandomar, a lady is allowed to make a bracha when she does a mitzvah that she's poterin. The Achreinimar Masbir, that the Pshan the Ran is that since Lefi the Mandamar Noshem Seimches Rishus, when a lady does a mitzvah that she's poterin, she gets a key in mitzvah, that is enough of a siva that she can make a bracha. She's making a bracha on the key in mitzvah that she gets when she does this mitzvah. However, Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Lama Gimel Amud Aleph, when he discusses the reason why a lady can make a bracha on a mitzvah Shazman Grama, Tosfos says the reason is because the Isser of bracha Levatala is only Midrabanan. L'chayro, Tosfos is going L'shitasai, that he holds even the Fidam Anam Arnosh and Seimchis, which shows there is no key in mitzvah when the lady does a mitzvah that she's potter. And the Mela, the only heter for her to make a bracha, is because the Isser of bracha levatala is only midrabanan, and they were matter the Isser in order to give a nachas ruach lenoshim to allow them to make the bracha. Now the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph discusses the machlokes Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbanan whether noshim seimchis rishos, and the Gemara says that a nafkamina ledina in this machlokes is whether or not an isha is allowed to be tekeya on Rosh Hashanah. According to Rabbi Yosi, she would be allowed to, and according to Tanakhama, it would be also for a lady to blow shayfer on Rosh Hashanah. Now, Taisus and Erevin on Daf Tzad Vavon Bey says that the reason why, according to Tanakhama, it would be also for an Isha to blow shayfer on Rosh Hashanah is because, since a lady has no mitzvah of Tkiyah Shayfer, so Chazal were Geizer, Shema Yisak and Klishir. Really, Chazal would have always been Geizer, Shema Yisak and Klishir, but they say that by a man, since he has a Kiyah Mitzvah, so they weren't Geizer. But by a lady where there's no key in mitzvah, they went back to the gzeira of Shema, Yisak, and Klishir. That's how Tosfos learns why, according to Tanakhama, it's also to blow shayfer on Rosh Hashanah for a lady. Rashi over there says, a gavaldig chiddush. He says the reason, according to Tanakhama, why it's also for an isha to blow shayfer on Rosh Hashanah is because she's being over on Baal Tosef. Since an isha isn't mechuyev in this mitzvah, if she blows shayfer, she's being over on Baal Tosef. The Mashah over there asked that Baal Tosef we find only when you're being mekayim a mitzvah and you add onto the mitzvah. Like by putting on 5 tittas onto a beged. You have a mitzvah of putting 4 tittas on the beged and you're adding a 5th tittas, so you're adding onto the mitzvah. But for a lady to do a mitzvah that she isn't mechuyevin, there is no key in mitzvah for her to be considered to being moisif on the mitzvah. Says the Karen Ayra, Kinira Rashi holds that you are over on Baal Tosef whenever you add a mitzvah that the Torah never gave you. When a lady blows shayfer, she is like creating a new mitzvah for women to blow shofar, and that is Baal Tosif Lefi Rashi. We do find a similar idea in the Rambam in Perek Beis of Hilchos Ma'amrim Halacha Tes, that the Rambam says that there is an Isser of Baal Tosif if a person says that eating Basar Oif with Cholov is Asur min HaTorah, since the Torah really only asked Basar Behema, and he is adding a new Isser of Basar Oif with Cholov. So we do find such an idea that the Rambam is telling us when you create a new Isser and you claim that there is a new Isser min HaTorah, so that could be Oiver on Baal Tosif. Rashi over here is being Moisif a bigger Chiddush, that by a person just doing a mitzvah that they aren't mechuyevin, it's also considered like he's adding a mitzvah onto the Torah, even though he isn't saying lehedja that it is a mitzvah. I'll call upon him, according to Rashi, when we come to try to understand what the machlokes of Rabbi Yossi and the Tanna Kamma is, whether Nashim same chesu shus or not, it would seem to be that they are arguing whether or not there is an isra of Baal Tosif when an isha does a mitzvah that she's potter in. The Karen Oyura wants to be masbir that Lefi Rashi, the Machloikis is Talian, whether an Isha has a Kiyam Mitzvah when she does a Mitzvah that she's pottering. The Hainu Rabbi Yossi holds like the Ravid, which we explained that he holds that there is a Kiyam Mitzvah in such a Matziv, and therefore there is no Baal Tosif. Whereas Tanakamu holds that there is Baal Tosif, that's because he holds there is no Kiyam Mitzvah for an Isha to do a Mitzvah that she's pottering, and Mela, it's considered Baal Tosif. Tosis and Erevin on Dav Tzadiv Avam Ralph, however, argues with Rashi, and he holds that even like Tanna Kamma, there is no Isser of Baal Tosif. And this is Be'emes, the Shita of most Rishonim. And they have to learn a different pshat in the Machlokes Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. These Rishonim will chayra learn that the Machlokes Rabbi Yossi and the Tanna Kamma is whether the Chachamim were matter and Isser der Rabbanan in order to give Nachas Ruach Lenoshim to be able to do mitzvahs, or Chazal were not maskim to this. Rabbi Yossi holds Chazal were matter in order to provide Nachas Ruach, and Tanna Kamma holds that they were matter even Isur Derabbanon to give Nachas Ruach Lenoshim. A Pashat Nafka Mina Ledino, which will come out between Rashi and Shari Rishonim as to what Pshat and Tanna Kamma is, will be whether or not an Isha can do a Mitzvah Aseh Shazman Grama when there is no Isur Derabbanon involved. Lefi Rashi, it will be Aser, because there's an Isser about Tosif. But like Tosis and Shai Rishonim, it would be Mutter. The Shagas Aryeh in Siman Kuf Hei says, an example of this would be if an Isha would be allowed to sit in a Sukkah on Sukkahs. According to Tanna Kamma, Lefi Rashi, it would be Aser, Mishum Baal Tosif. Whereas according to Tosis and Shai Rishonim, it would be Mutter, since there's no Isser Derabbanon involved. I'll call upon him, we are coming out with two shitas as to why Lefi Tanna Kamma, an Isha can't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Either it's Asur Alts Baal Tosif, according to Rashi, or it's Asur Alts Shema Yisakin Kli Shir, Lefi Tosis and Erevin and Shari Shainim. Now in our Gemara, it's Mavur, that Lefi Tanna Kamma, a Tuntum, because of the Tzad, that he is an Isha, should be Asur to blow shofar on Yom Tov. This is the Chayr Shver on both Rashi and Tosis Mahalach. According to Rashi, Rabbi Kivi Eger asks that if a Tuntum is blowing Shofar because he has a suffix, maybe he is an Ish, and maybe he's Mechuyev in the Mitzvah of Shofar, L'chayro, there is no Isser about Tosif involved in this. So why would the Gemara say that Lefi Tanna Kamma should be also for him to blow on Yom Tov? The Kibbutz Inyanim asks on Tosis and Erevin that the Isser is because of Shema Yisak and Kli Shir. If so, then by a Tuntum who is a suffix Ish, we should say that there's only a Sufik Isser Derabbanan involved. And in Mela, we should say Sufik Derabbanan Lekula, and it should be Mutter. So in Mela, Bein according to Rashi, Bein according to Taisvis, L'chayra it's Tzarechi in our Gemara that says that a Tumtum should be also to blow Shofar because of the Tzad that maybe he is an Isha. With Q'eger and the Kavit Tzionim, Blayb Tzarechi on these kashas. Now with Pashas, the Maskanus HaGemara comes out that the Kavu Chaymer that Rabbi Yossi made to learn out from Mila that Ein Machas and Dam Kvi B'Yomtiv is Mufruch, because we have a Pircha that Ma'ale Mila, which is Noyeg only by Yom, and Kisu is Noyeg both by Yom and by Laila. The Ritva mentions that this Pircha is a Pircha Koldu. L'Chayro, the Hechrich of the Ritva to say this is because we be'emes passing like Rabbi Yossi. So it must be that we hold that this isn't such a strong Pircha. The Chasam Sofer says that this is Takap Shah in the Ritva, and he's Moisif, that the reason that it's a Pirchel Koldu is because of the question of Taisus. Taisus asks that we should be able to put this Pirchel inside the Kavu Chaymer and still make the Kavu Chaymer. Says the Chasam Sofer, because of this question, the Poskim held that the Pirchel is only a Pirchel Koldu, and Memela, they felt that we can still pass him like Rabbi Yossi La'alocha. Now returning to the Etzem Din of Rabbi Yossi, on Pei Dalet Amud Beis, Rabbi Yossi said that a kfi ain't sheichlin oisa biyamtiv v'im shachtai ain't mechasim biyamtiv. Rashi on Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis explained that the reason why you can't shecht a kfi on yamtiv is because maybe it's chayiv in kisui, and you will not be allowed to do the kisui yamtiv because you can't be mechal yamtiv for a safichiv. So it comes out according to Rashi that the reason why you're not allowed to be sheichet a kvi on yomtiv is because you'll be goyrim, that you'll be mevatel the mitzvah of kisui adam misofik. The Rosh in Siman Aleph asks that why can't you shecht a kvi on yomtiv and just make sure to shecht it over a kli, and the dam will land inside the kli, and then you'll have the dam in the kli, and you could cover it on matzah yomtiv. The Rosh answers that the Gemara earlier on Daf Aleph Amud Aleph says that there is an Isur D'Rabbanan involved if a person wants a shecht inside of a kli, because we say Shema Yoimu Shemekabel Dam L'Avodah Zarah, people will say that he's being mekabel the blood for spritzing for Avodah Zarah. The Rosh in Beitza Siman Yud Aleph is Moisif that if you would be allowed to be sheichet inside of a kli, then Avada you would be allowed to shecht a kfi on Yamtif, even though you wouldn't be doing the Kisur Miyad, because you would be waiting till Matzei Shabbos, but it would be more kedai to do this shchita so that you could have Simchas Yomtiv than having the kisui don miyad. The Plesi in Simuch Avches Siv Katan Aleph has a kasha on the Rosh from the Gemara in Beitza on Davches HaMebeis. The Gemara over there says that if Yomtiv was only a loisa say, then the mitzvah of kisui adam would be doiche Yomtiv. The Hainu, that you would be allowed to do a malacha min ha-Torah on Yomtiv if it was necessary in order to do the mitzvah of Kisei Adam. Frak the Plesi, l'chayra, according to the Rosh, how could you be doicha the Isser min ha-Torah of Yomtiv if you have an Eitzah to be Shoicha Bekli, which is Mutter min ha-Torah, and then do the Kisui after Yomtiv? So what was the tzad in the Gemara that you'd be able to say that the Asay of Kisei Adam is doicha the Loisa Asay of Yomtiv? L'chayra, it's Afshar L'Kayim Shneim. The Plesi wants to be mechia from this, a big chiddush, that the mitzvah of kisui adam is dafka to do it miyad. Right away when the dam comes out, you have to do the mitzvah of kisui adam. And every minute that you delay doing it, you are being over on the asay of kisui adam. And that's why the mitzvah of kisui adam would be deiche yomtiv if yomtiv was only a lois asay. Because there isn't any Eitzah to wait until tomorrow, because if you would do that, you would be over on the Asay called Rega V'Rega. Now, although the Plesi wants to try to be Miyashiv his Shita into the Rosh, but the Imre Bina in Hilchas Shita Simen Chav Beis is Tama on the Plesi that the Rosh clearly says that it would be Kedai to wait to do Kisui after Yomtiv in order to have Simchas Yomtiv. So HaKor Chachi holds that you're not over the Asay by not doing it Miyad. And Be'emes, the Prima Godim, in Simuch Avches, Siv Katan Yagimel, he is also mavur that there is no bitul asay if you don't do the Kisui Miyad. Aye, what are we going to do with the Plesi's Raya from the Gemara in Beitza that says that the asay of Kisui Adam could be Deiche Yomtiv if it was only a Lois asay? Why is this true? If you could do the Kisui on Matzah Yomtiv, you shouldn't be allowed to say asay Deiche Lois asay. So the MS is the Rashba brought in the Shita Megubetz over there in Beitza asked this Kasha. And he answers that the din of asay deicha loisa asay isn't dafka if it's impossible to do the asay without being deicha the loisa asay. Rather, as long as right now you can't do the asay without being deicha the lav, that is enough to be able to say asay deicha loisa asay. The Rashba proves this from a Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Chavdal Ramabes, which says that the etzem it will be shayich to burn kachem on yomtiv midin asay deicha lois asay. Had yomtiv been just a lois asay, it's only because yomtiv is a lois asay ve'asay that we say you can't be surfing kachem on yomtiv. Aye, l'chayra, it's possible to burn the kachem on matz yomtiv. Al karchoch, since right now you can't do the asay without being deicha the lois asay, we are allowed to apply the rule of asay deicha lois asay. So it comes out that there is a machloikis achreinim the Kresi Uplesi against the Prima Godim and the Imre Bino, if the mitzvah of Kisei Adam must be done Miyad after the Shechita or not. And the Pashas of the Rosh is that you don't need Miyad. The Prima Godim brings an interesting raya that you don't need to do the Kisei Adam Miyad from the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Chof Ches Sivchof, who paskins that you shouldn't do Kisei Adam right away until you check the lungs of the animal, because maybe the animal is a treifa, and the bracha that you're going to make on the Kisei Adam will be a bracha lebatola. Zok the Prima Godim, if you hold that the mitzvah of Kisei Adam needs to be biyad, the chayra would be better to either not make the bracha at all, or at least to make the bracha afterwards, rather than be mevatel the asay by waiting to check the lungs. Al karchoch, there is no din to do the Kisei Adam miyad. The Rosh in Siman Aleph discusses another nidin, which has many applications all over Shas. He discusses what would happen if a person would shech the kvi on a regular weekday, when it's mutter to shech the kvi. Would he make a bracha when he does the Kisei Adam? The shaila is tali in whether or not a person makes a bracha on a safek kiyum mitzvah dayraisa. The Rosh brings Rabbeinu Yoina, who paskins that you do make a bracha, and Rabbeinu Yoina brings a raya from the Gemara in Shavis and Daf Chof Gimel. The Gemara over there says that when a person is mafresh from demai, he does not make a bracha because it's a sofik de divreim, it's a sofik de rabbona. Zokter ben yoyin, it's mashma that if it was a sofik chiyim in atayra, then you would make a bracha. So we see when a person has a sofik chiyim midai raisa, he makes a bracha. The Rosh is matcha the raya Rabbeinu Yoina. And he says that the diyuk of the Gemara in Shabbos is really different. The Gemara means that only a derabbanon, which was made machmas asafik, there isn't a bracha, as opposed to a vaday takana derabbanon, the hainu a takana derabbanon that was made as a din vaday, for example, hadlokas neiris Shabbos, or hadlokas neiris Chanukah, there we can make a bracha. But la'olam, I'll tell you that when you're doing a mitzvah machmas asafik, even if it's a safik dairaisa, you would not be allowed to make a bracha. The Hainu, what the Rosh is saying, is that the Gemara wasn't coming to be lafuke, a safik min ha-Torah. It was just coming to clarify that we're not saying a klal, that every derabbanon doesn't require a bracha. It's only here, because the derabbanon was niskan machmas ha-safik, there's no bracha. But were you to have a takana derabbanon that was a din vaday, a vaday, you would make a bracha, and there would be no problem saying vitzivon. I'll call upon him, the Rosh, Halacha L'maisa, disagrees with Rabbeinu Yoina, and he paskins that by a Sofik Chiv Dai Raisa, since brachos are not ma'akev in the Kiyum HaMitzvah, it's better to do the mitzvah without the bracha, so as not to be over on the Isser of bracha levatol. The Rosh ends off by saying that the Rambam also agrees with his Shita that on a Sofik Mitzvah you do not make a bracha, because the Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchas Mila says that when you do a bris on an andragonus, you do not make a bracha. Because since the chi of Mila on andragonus is only misafek, since there's a tzad that the andragonus has a din isha, Mamela, we say that although you are chayiv to do the Mila, but you do not make a bracha. The emes, the Raibet Afanart, is taka chaylik on the Rambam, and he holds like Rabbeinu Yoina that on a safek mitzvah dairaisa, you are mechuyiv to make a bracha. Now the Ran in Mesecha Shabbos on Daf Chav Gimel with Aleph discusses these two shitas of the Rabbeinu Yoina and the Rosh, whether or not on a Safik mitzvah you make a bracha or not. And the Ran brings that the shitas Harif is also al derech the Rosh and the Rambam, that you don't make a bracha on a Safik mitzvah. The Rif is talking about a person who is Noilad Mol, so he has a Safik Arla Kavusha, and the din is you have to do a Tafas Dan Bris, Zok the Rif, but you don't make a bracha on it. So we see that the Rif also agrees that on a Safik mitzvah, you do not make a bracha. When the Ran comes to explain the two shitas, he explains that the shita that holds that you do make a bracha is because, since you're anyways going to be doing the mitzvah, because Safik d'arais al-chumra, you're mechuyiv to do the mitzvah, so mele, you're also mechuyiv to make the bracha. When he comes to explain the other shita, the Ran says that although the mitzvah you're mechuyiv to do al safik dairaisa lechumra, but when it comes to the bracha is only a chiyuv midrabanan. So we apply the rule of safik dirabanan lekula. The Hainu, this shita holds that we look at them separately, and we say mitzad the mitzvah, savor daraisa l'chumra, you have to do the mitzvah, but we look at the bracha separately and we say it's only a chiyuv derabanan, and memela misafik, we go l'kula and you don't have to make the bracha. Maisa, it's still not so clear what the yisayit of the bi'ur of the machlokes is between these two shitas. The Kontreisi Shiurim in Kiddushin Simuchav Gimel wants to say a hezber in the machlokes based on the yisayitis tegachakira in the din of Safik Dairaisa Luchumra. We find that Rav Eger in Shuvah Simin Vav brings a shiloh, what happens if a person is misupik whether or not he benched? Is that person able to be mighty, a person that knows vadai that he's mechuyiv in birchas hamazon? So he brings that the Prichadosh held that this shaila is telling the machlekes rishonim whether a safik deraisa you have to be machmir min ha-toira, or you only have to be machmir midrabanan. According to the shita that holds you only have to be machmir midrabanan, so then somebody who's only mesupik whether or not he's chayiv would not be able to be mighty somebody who's chayiv bevadai. But zok the Prichadosh, if you hold, like Rav Rishonim, that Safik Dairaisa is Midaraisa L'chumra, then a person who is Mesupik, whether or not he's Chayiv in Birchas HaMazon or not, would be allowed to be Moitzi somebody who is Vadai Mechuyiv in Birchas HaMazon. And Rav Kivego over there wants the Dingzach on the Prichadosh, and he says, no, even according to the Shitas that holds Safik Dairaisa is L'chumra Midaraisa, still he would not be able to be Moitzi somebody who was Vadai Mechuyiv in Birchas HaMazon. Because says Rav Kivager, even though Safik Dereis is L'chumra, it's still only a Safik whether or not he's be'emes chayiv in Birchas HaMazon, and memeila on the tzad that he's not chayiv in Birchas HaMazon, so then he wouldn't be able to be mitzi this person who's mechuyiv me'ikar ad-din. Zot the Kondreisi Shurim, v'chayiv the Prichadosh and Rav Kivager are arguing in whether or not when a person is mechuyiv to be macher min ha-toira, according to the shitas that hold safik deraisa is midaraisa l'chumra, is that a din vadai or a din safik? Dehainu, is it the pshat that safik deraisa midaraisa l'chumra is a person has to be choyshesh for the tzad that maybe he's mechuyiv and maybe there's a makom to be machver? But enechanami of klape shmaya galyam, he really isn't mechuyiv, then itaka blayv is not mechuyiv. Or maybe the din of Savik Dairaisa, Midaraisa L'chumra, is a din vadai, that even on the tzad, Klapei Shmaya Galya, that he's taken not mechuyiv, but mitzad the din Savik Dairaisa L'chumra, he becomes vadai mechuyiv anyways, and memela, that's what the Prichadosh and Rikvego are arguing in. According to the Prichadosh, he holds that a person is vadai mechuyiv, and memela, a person who's suffering mechuyiv in Birchas HaMazon can be meitzi somebody who's chayiv bevadai, because the person who's chayiv to be macher misafik is also chayiv bevadai. Mashenki, Rav Eger holds that he's only chayiv misafik, and memela is a tzad that he's taka not mechuyiv, and memela he can't be meitzi somebody who's chayiv bevadai. Kondreisi Shurim is Moisef, that another shiloh that could be tali in this chakira, if it's a din vadai or a din safik, is the nidin of the Shagas Ayin, Simon Lamed Zayin, if a person is being oisek in a safik mitzvah, does that pater him from doing a mitzvah vados? It will be tali in the shiloh, if the din to be machmer in a safik mitzvah is a din vadai, then you could say oisek a mitzvah to pater you even from a mitzvah vados. Mashenkein, if the din to be machr misafik is only a din to be choshesh misafik, but there's a tzad that you're taka not doing a mitzvah over here, that on the tzad of Klapei Shmaya Galya that there is no mitzvah, you're taka not doing a mitzvah, so then we wouldn't pater you from doing another mitzvah if the other mitzvah is the mitzvah vados. I'll call upon him, this is the chakira of the Kondreisi Shurim, whether or not the din of safik deraisa that you have to be machr min ha-toira is a din vadai or a din safik. So mainly he wants to say that that's what these two Rishaynim, these two Mahachim, the Rishaynim, are arguing in. The Shita that holds that you're Mechuyiv to make a Bracha holds that Sovet Dairaisa is Midaraisa L'chum Midin Vadai. Now mainly if it's a Din Vadai, a Vadai can make a Bracha. Because he Vadai has a Chiv now to do this mitzvah. The Chiv to do this mitzvah is Midin Vadai, so he can make a Bracha on it. Masha'in Kain, the Shita that says that you don't make a bracha holds that although you're mechuyiv to do this mitzvah misafik, but it's only misafik. And there's a tzad over here that you're taka not doing a ma'isa mitzvah b'chal over here. So you can't make a bracha because a bracha has to be on a ma'isa mitzvah. And you have a tzad safik that maybe this isn't a ma'isa mitzvah b'chal. And a chanami, you have a din, you're mechuyiv to be chayshish that maybe there is a ma'isa mitzvah. But since there's a tzad that there is no ma'isa mitzvah over here, you wouldn't be allowed to make a bracha. Mamela, that's what the Rabbeinu Yoina and the Rosh are arguing in this Hakira, if the din of Safek deraisa l'chumra is a din vaday or a din Safek. Now in this Etzem Machlokes Rishonim, whether you make a bracha on a Safek mitzvah, there are rayas from different gemaras l'kan l'kan. But one of the main rayas that the Rishonim bring that you do not make a bracha on a Safek mitzvah is from the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Chof Gimel, which is discussing whether or not you have to make a bracha when you're mafish from Demai. And Rav over there says that the reason you don't make a bracha is because Roi Vamiorat's Ma'asrin. Zokta Rishayin Mitzmashma, that Lule the Svara of Roi Vamiorat's Ma'asrin, you would make a bracha on Afroshas Maestris from Demai. Fact Rishayinim Lechayra, the Chiv to be Mavish from Demai, is only a Chiv Misafik. And still, Rav is Meduyik, that Lule the Svara of Roi Vamiorat's Ma'asrin, you would make a bracha. L'chayru, we see from over here that on a Safek mitzvah, a person is mechuyiv to make a bracha. So the Ran in Shabbos discusses this raya, and he brings from the Ramban that the Ramban is matre this raya, and he says that there's no raya from Demai, because without the Svar of Rav Yamiyaretz Ma'asrin, the reason why you would make a bracha is because Demai is not a din machmas ha-Safek, it's be'etzem a din vadai, no different than the mitzvah of Adlokas Neiris Chanukah and the mitzvah of Adlokas Neiris Shabbos. Dahainu, the gedder of Demai, isn't the Chazal came and said, be choyshesh, maybe the Amoritz didn't take Maisris and Memela take Maisris. Faker, the Rabbonon gave a din vadai. They came and said, take Maisris no matter what. Even on the side that Klapei Shmaya Gaya Da Amoritz already took Chumas and Maisris, there's a din vadai, take Chumas and take Maisris from Demai. And Mela, that's why there would have been a tzad to make a bracha if there wasn't the svara of Rav Amiorat's Ma'asrin. You have no riot to our shaila about whether or not on a Safek mitzvah you make a bracha. Because here it would be a vaday mitzvah. There would be a vaday chiyav midrabanan to take from Demai. And Mela, there is no riot from over here to the shaila of Rabbeinu Yoina and the Rosh whether you make a bracha on a Safek mitzvah. There is a different raya to this shita that on a Safek mitzvah you don't make a bracha that is brought in the Kesef Mishnah in Paragimah of Hilchas Mila. Over there, the Kesef Mishnah brings a tshuva of the Rambam to the Chachmei Luniel, where the Rambam discusses over there his shita that you don't make a bracha on Safek mitzvahs. And the Rambam over there says that he has a raya from the fact that we don't make a bracha of Leishiv HaSukkah when we sit in the Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. The Hainu, the Rambam is saying is that when it comes Shmini Atzeres, we're machmer to sit in the Sukkah misafek, because maybe it's not Shmini Atzeres, maybe it's Sukkos. Meidah Gisa, we don't make a bracha of Leishiv HaSukkah. Vaistais, we don't make a bracha on a Safek mitzvah. The Ramah over there, which is brought in the Kesef Mishnah, wants to be doiche that there is no raya from over there, because the reason you don't make a Leishiv HaSukkah is for a different reason. That since it's Shmini Atzeres, if we would make a bracha on Sukkah, we would be pageya in the Kedusha of Shmini Atzeres, because it would be as if we're declaring that it's really not Shmini Atzeres. So Mela, not to be mezalz in the Kedusha of Shmini Atzeres, that's why we don't make a bracha Leishiv HaSukkah. Also says the Ramah, the reason you can't make a bracha of Leishiv HaSukkah is because how could you make a Leishiv HaSukkah and also say Yoyim Shmini Atzeres HaZeh in davening? It's a tarti disasri. If it's Shmini Atzeres, so why are you making a Leishiv HaSukkah? So that's the reason why we don't make a Leishiv HaSukkah. Mamela is like the Ramah, there's no raya to our general shaila whether or not on a Safek mitzvah we make a bracha. The Gabi halacha lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Chav Ches Sif Gimel paskins lehedja like the Rosh that a person when he shechts a kvi does not make a bracha on the kisui hadam. The Mishabura in Simon Samach Zayin Sif Katan Aleph brings that this is the way the Mechaber paskins also in Simon Yud Zayin Sif Gimel. And also in Hilchas Mila, the Mechaber in these three places paskins that b'mokayim you have a Safek mitzvah, you do not make a bracha. The Mishabru over there speaks out that there are paiskim that want to be mechalik, that this is only if the Safek is whether you're mechuyiv b'chlal in the mitzvah. But b'mokayim that you know you're mechuyiv in the mitzvah, just you're not sure whether or not you already did the mitzvah or not, there are paiskim that want to say there you do have to make a bracha. So the Mishabur, if a person would have a lulav or a shayfar on the first day of Yom Tiv, and he's not sure whether or not he did the mitzvah, he would have to do it again with a bracha. The Maisa, the Mishabruh over there, brings a raya from a number of Gedali HaPaiskim that we don't make this chilek, and the Mashmais of the Mishabruh is that La Locha, he holds that we never make a bracha, even in a situation where you know you're Mechuyiv and you're just not sure whether or not you did the mitzvah. The Mishnah Vayter brings a Machlokes Tanoim, whether you're Chayiv in Kisei Adam, when you do a Shechita Sheinu Uyo, such as HaSheichei V'Nimsa Treifa. The Gemara is Mevayr, that this same Machlokes is also by Yosef Es Benoi, whether or not you need a Shechita Ruya in order to be Chayiv on Yosef Es Benoi. The Shechita Rav Meir is that you don't need a Shechita Ruya both by Kisei Adam and Yosef Es Benoi in order to be Chayiv. And the Shechita Rav Shimon is that by both of these halachas, you do need a Shechita Ruya in order to be Chayiv. The Gemara goes weiter and says that when Rebbe wrote the Mishnayis, he passed on like Rav Meir when it came to Yosef Es Benoi. And therefore, he brings the Shechita of Rav Meir as the Chachamim. And when it came to Kisei Adam, Rebbe passed like Rav Shimon, and he brings the Shechita of Rav Shimon as the Chachamim. The Gemara Vayter is Masvir, then in each place, Rebbe had a specific hecherech to pask in the way that he did. When it came to Yosef Es Benoi, the reason why Rebbe passed in that Shechita Sheinu Ruya Shema Shechita is because it makes sense to learn out Yosef Es Benoi from Shutei Chutz, since in both places it says a lashon of shechita, and Reb Shimon's taina that chulin mekachem lo yafinon is not shver, because Yosef Es Benoi applies by kachem also, and memeila we can learn out kachem mekachem. The Gemara does not speak out what is Reb Shimon's response to this. Why does he take a hold that by Yosef Es Benoi you do need a shechita ruya? The Ritva wants to explain that Reb Shimon held that since the ikur mitzvah is apiroiv by chulin, so we consider Yosef Es Benoi chulin, and we don't have the ability to learn it out from kachin. Masha'en kein Rebbe holds, says the Ritva, since the lav of Yosef Es Benoi is written in a parsha, which is talking about kachin, we consider it kachin, and Mamela were able to learn it out from Shutei Chutz. The Gemara later on Daf Kuflam Mechesma Beis mentions a similar svara that since Yosef Es Benoi is written in a parasha of Kachim, I would think that it's only Noiv is Man Abayis when there is Kachim. Akol Panim, according to the Ritva, he is learning that the Machloikis is Taliyin if you consider Yosef Es Benoi a Kachim Dika Parasha or a Chulin Dika Parasha. Nafkamina, if you have an ability to learn it out from Shutei Chutz, which is Kachim.
Now, Mitoich the Shakal the Tire of the Gemara, in the Chayra comes out that even if you're Rav Shimon who holds that Shechita Sheinu Ruya is normally Lo Yishma Shechita, but when it comes Le'ingin Kachim, we can learn out from Shutei Chutz that we say Shechita Sheinu Ruya Shma Shechita Le'ingin Kachim. Now Tosfos Divrei Hamasal Ein asks that the Gemara in Pesachim brings a halacha from Rav Shimon that if you shecht the Karban Pesach Al Chametz and you shecht the Shalei L'Shma, you are Potter. Rashi over there explains the reason you are Potter is because it's Rav Shimon going L'Shitasei who holds that Shechita Sheinu Ruya Lo Yishma Shechita, and since a Karban Pesach which was shechted Shalei L'Shma is possible, Memele applies Ein Ruya, and Shechita Sheinu Ruya is Lo Yishma Shechita. Frak Taisis, L'Chayra, this is a case of Kachim, where even Rav Shimon holds Shechita Sheinu Ruya Shma Shechita. So what's Pshat in the Sugi over there in Pesachim? Taisis lives by its Sarachian. However, the emes is that there is a different way to learn the Gemara in Pesachim. The Meiri over there learns that the Pshat in the Gemara is like this, that a Pesach Shalei L'Shma, because it is possible, Memele, it's not called Zivchi. And the Torah only answered, Leisishrat Chometz Al Dam Zivchi, and only a Kosher Korban is considered Zivchi. The Fidus Pshat, Toysis Kasha, wouldn't start. The Sefer Lekutei Shurim wants to suggest that maybe Rashi didn't learn this way, because the Gemara in Zvachim on that Pei Beis Amar Aleph is Mavur, that a Karban Pesach, which was shechted Shalei L'Shma, is a kol panim all olo yered. It could be that Rashi held that that is enough to make it still be considered zivchi. The Sfasemus there in Pesachim points out a nafkamina ladina between Rashi and the Meiri, will be in a case if you were zayrik the Karban Pesach Shalei L'Shma ala chametz. According to Rashi, you would be chayiv, because the only betur is in shechita because it's Shalei L'Shma shechita. But in Zrika, you wouldn't have a reason to pater. Whereas according to Miri, you will be pater even by Zrika, since the carbon is possible and is not considered Zivchi.
The Gemara later goes on to explain that the reason why Rebbe held like Reb Shimon, that you do need a Shechita Ru'uya when it comes to Kisei Adam, is because the Pasuk says by Kisei Adam, Asher Yeyachal, and we learn from there that it has to be Roy Lachil. Ramey responds to this, that Asher Yeyachal is coming to Emayit Oif Tameh, and it's not coming to Emayit Shechita Shein Ru'uya like Treifa. What does Rebbe Reb Shimon respond to this? The Gemara says, Rebbe Reb Shimon hold that what should be the reason to mechalik between oif tamei and treifa? Why should Asher Yeyochel only be mamayit oif tamei and not be mamayit treifa? They're l'chayra both aser v'achila. The shaila is how Remeir would answer this question and what's be'emes the machloikis between Remeir against Reb Shimon and Rebbe. The Ritva is mashma that Remeir is mechalik that oif tamei is not roi l'achila mitchilas priyasei, and therefore it's more mistaber to be excluded from asher yeyachel. Mashenkein treifa, which is usually roi mitchilas priyasei, so therefore it's less likely to be maided from asher yeyachel. Kenira, Reb Shimon and Remeir are arguing if this is a svar l'chalik, and Rebbe Reb Shimon held that there is no makom l'chalik machmas this svara, and therefore they held that you do need a shechita shein ru'uya. We learn now from Asher Yeyachel not only to emayit oif tameh, but also to emayit any situation where it's a shechita shein ru'uya and not roi l'achila. L'chayra from Rebbe Kiv Eiger, we could possibly build a different hezer in the machloikes of Shimon and Remeir. Rebbe Kiv Eiger asked the kasha on Remeir, who was emayit oif tameh and not treifa. Frektor Kiveger, l'chayru, the reason Oif Tameh is worse than Treifa is because it's Ki'ilu, he did a Nechira. If so, the Gemara shouldn't have said, Asher Yeyachel is Prat L'Oif Tameh, it should have said, Prat L'Noicher. Dehainu, since the Iker Chisaron of Oif Tameh is that it doesn't have a Din Shechita at all, and it's considered a Nechira, if so, its Chisaron is not specifically because it's an Oif Tameh, rather, it is included in a general patur of Neucher, which is negay even by a Neuf Tor if you did Nechir in it. So the Gemara shouldn't say Prat Loif Tameh, which is mashma that the patur is specific for it being a Neuf Tameh. Rekiveger blives by Akasha. But Kalachia, we see from Rekiveger that he learned that Remeir's answer to Reb Shimon as to what the Mokom Lechalik is between Treif and Neuf Tameh is that Oif Tameh has no Din Shchit in it at all. And it's kinechira, whereas a treifa has a din shchita. The chayyur or kveger means is that asher yeyochel is quicker memayit than oif that can't even have a din shchita at all to be matir b'achila than it's memayit a treifa which at least has a din shchita. The shaila is lefidus mahalach or kveger. How do we understand what Rav Shimon's response is to this makom lechalik, and what is the machloikis between Remeir and Rav Shimon? What is the machloikis talim? So maybe we can say, I'll be another kasha of Rav Kiveger in Mishnayis. Kiveger asks, how come Rav Meir needs a pasuk of Asher Yeyochel to be Maid Oif Tameh? Once Rav Meir says that we make a gzeir shava shvicha shvicha from Shute Chutz to say that shchita shein ruya shma shchita, al kol panim we see from this gzeir shava that you need a din shchita by Kisei Adam. If so, memela oif tamei is this mayit, because oif tamei has no din shchita. L'chayru Rekiveger means that the Mishnah earlier on Dafayim Beis on Mebeis says that a behema tmeya is ein b'mina shchita. We see from there that a behema tmeya has no din shchita at all. If so, why do we need Asher Yeyochel to b'mayit it? Tepuk lei that Kisei Adam needs a din shchita, and Oif Tamei doesn't have a din shchita. The Kiddush Yaakov in Simon Chof Hei, Ois Hei, wants him yashad the Kasher Rekiveger, that Rekiveger named on as a davar pashut, that a Tameya has no shchita, because of the halacha that a behema Tameya, when you shecht it, the shchita isn't mitayat midei nevela. And that's what the Mishnah means when it says earlier that a behema tmeya is ein b'mina shchita. Says the Kiddush Yaakov a chiddush, that maybe every shchita that's done with all the halachas of shchita has a shame shchita, even if it's done on a behema tmeya. And this, that a behema tmeya is not tar midei nevela when you do a shchita, is because of a drasha in Teres Kayanim, which is marba to tumas nevela by a behema tmeya, which is shchuta. It could be that the gedu the parsha isn't that a shchitas tmeya isn't a shchita at all. Rather, the Torah is telling us that being a shchuta doesn't stop a behema tmeya from being an avela. In other words, there is a chiddush haTorah that a behema tahira, when you do a shchita on it, the shchita is mafkia from the animal, the shem nevela. The Torah is mechadish that by a tmeya, the shem shchita doesn't take away the din nevela. But la'olam, there is a shem shchita even by a tmeya. According to this, Rav Kivayger's kash is miyushiv, because you need a pasuk to yamayit oif tavi from kisui, because it has a shem shchita on it. And that's why you need asher yirochel to remind it. So we're coming out with l'chayra machlekes between Rav Kivayger and the Kivas Yaakov, what it means when we say that a tmeya is ein b'minay shchita. Rav Kivayger seems to understand that there's bechlal nishke maishis shchita bechlal shayich in a behemah tmeya. Mashenkin, the Kivas Yaakov wants him yasid that it is shayich to do a maishis shchita in a behemah tmeya. Just the halacha that shchita tuzuf, that an animal should be tar midein nevela, that toitso of a maisa shchita was not said by a behemah tmeya. L'chayru l'fi the Kiddus Yaakov, we can say a new hezber in the machloikis or Meir and Reb Shimon. Reb Meir and Reb Shimon argued whether or not there's a makom l'chalik to say that asher yochel is only being memayit oif tamei, but it's not being memayit treifa. It could be that Reb Meir holds that since an oif tamei is at the end of the day, missing one of the dinim of shchita, the hainu that it's not mitar midei nevela, it is still more mistaber to be memayit it on oif tamei than treifa, because a treifa has all the dinim of shchita. It has the din shchita even to be matar midei nevela. Therefore, he learned that asher yochel is only memayit oif tamei and not treifa. Whereas Reb Shimon held, since oif tamei also has a shem shchita like the Kiddus Yaakov was mechadish, there is not enough of makom l'chalik between oif tamei and treifa, and if you are memayit one, you are memayit the other also. This would be another hezer in the machlokes of Shimon and Remeir. Now we mentioned that the Gemara comes out that Rebbe was soisem legabe oisei v'espenoi that shchita shein ruya is shma shchita, and legabe kisei adam he was soisem that shchita shein ruya is loy shma shchita. The shaila is, what does Rebbe hold legabe all other halachas that are tali in shchita? Do we say shchita shein ruya shma shchita or not? Toises on the Amebeis and Divrei HaMasreima says that everywhere else Rebbe holds that shchita shein ruya is shma shchita, and dafka by kisei adam is where he holds it's loy shma shchita. And Taisus proves it from a stam mishnah bava kama daf ayin, which says that le'inyan dal v'hei shchita shein ruya is shma shchita. Now, lefi Taisus, the Pashas Havana would be, is that the Torah made one Yoytze min HaKlal and said that by Kisei Adam, in order to have a Torah Shchita, you need a Shchita Ruya. But la'olam, everywhere else, the correct way to have a Shem Shchita is even if you have a Shchita Shein Ruya. The Mishnah's Reb Aaron, Simon Hay, wants to be Mechadish a different Havana. He wants to say that La'olam, even by Kisei Adam, Mitzad, the Din Shchita, it has a Shem Shchita, even with a Shchita Shein Ruya. Just like by all other halachas. Just that by Kisei Adam, the Torah was Mechadish a separate new Din, that after the Shchita, the Basar must be Mutter Ba'achila V'Poyel. Not because otherwise you didn't do a Shchita, rather, the Torah is teaching us by saying the words Asher Yochel that there is a separate tnai besides having a shchita. You must have that at the end of the day there is a heter achila that is here after you do the shchita, and if you can't eat it after the shchita, that itself is a chisaron, even though you did do a ma'isa shchita. He wants to use this yisoid to be miyashiv v'shver Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Beis Hilchos Shchita Halacha Gimel paskins that chulin shenishtu ba'azara is aser, and he seems to say it's only aser midrabanon because he says that you're only going to get makas mardis. But mi'idah gisa, the Rambam in Hilchos Shchita Perek Yudal Halacha Yud paskins that if you're shoychid chulin ba'azara, you are not chayiv in kisui adam because it's a shchita she'inu roi la'achilo. Factor of Aaron, the Gemara in Bava Kama on Daf Ayin Alf Omen Alf is mevur that when it comes to Dalet Vehei, if you shecht on Shabbos and you hold that Maisa Shabbos is only Asa Ba'achila Midrabanon, it is considered a Shechita Ruya in order to be Chayav Dalet Vehei, since Minat Torah it's Mutar Ba'achila and it's only Asa Ba'achila Midrabanon. If so, then by Chulun Ba'azara also, if it's only Asa Ba'achila Midrabanon, there should be a Chayav Kisui, because it should be considered a Shechita Ruya, since it's Mutar Ba'achila Minat Torah. Answers Rav Aaron, it must be that it's Chaluk, because when it comes to Dalet Vehei, there you need just to have a Din Shechita, which comes about if you have a Shechita Ruya. So there it's enough if it's Mutar Ba'achila Minat Torah to be considered a Shechita Ruya in order to have a Din Shechita. But when it comes to Kisei Adam, we explain that the need for the Heter Achila is not mitzad the Shem Shechita, rather it's a separate din that the oif needs to be able to be eaten. This separate din can require it to be eaten b'foil, and since the Rabbanim have the right and the koyach to ask her to eat it, it will be considered not able to be eaten the foil, even though minat Torah is mutar ba'achila, and that's why there is no chiyuv kisei adam. Dehainu, the fact that you're able to eat a minat Torah, that helps to give it a shem shechita. It gives it a shem shechita ruya. But that's not enough by kisei adam, where we learn from ki yochel that you must at the end of the day be able to eat it after the shechita. So Memelo, the Rambam is miyushiv, that even though the Isser Achila by Chulun Shenishtu Ba'azara is only Midrabanon, the Rambam still paskins that there's no Chiyuv Kisei Adam, because Befoil you're not able to eat the Oif. Now Rabbi Aaron over there is Ma'irer, that his pshat is L'chayr Shver from the Gemara on Peheyom and Beis, which says that Lamanda Omar, Ein Shechita L'Oif Minat Torah, you are Chayiv in Kisei Adam when you do a Nechira, even though the halach is that even that man, the Omer, is masking that midrabanon, an oif needs a shechita, and it would be considered an avela midrabanon. So l'chayr l'fir of Aaron's cheshbin, you should be potter in kisei adam, since befoil there would be an iser midrabanon to eat from the oif. Ein shom Rav Aaron's miyashiv that there is be'emes amachloikis achroinim in this point. The Gemara Vayta on Omer Beis brings a din that even according to Rav Meir who holds shechita sheina ruya shma shechita, if you would shecht a behema treifa and you were matzaba ben tes chai, the shechita of the mother doesn't help to be matter the vlad ba'achila. Rikivego over here asks, why does the shechita se'im not work for the vlad? Bepashas, the shechita of the aim, who is a treifa, has no chesaron in the shechita itself. It's just that the mother is also ba'achila after the shechita mitam acher because it's a treifa. But the shechita itself is good. So why doesn't help for the vlad? You can't say the reason is because the Vlad is considered Yerech Imay and has a Din Treifa, because the Gemara earlier on Daf Ayin Heyam and Aleph is Mavur, that if you shecht the Vlad itself, if you go afterwards and shecht the Vlad itself, the Shechita would work to be Matar Bachila. So Al Korcha, we don't consider it Yerech Imay enough to give it a Din Treifa. Melech Shver, why doesn't the Shechita of the mother help for the Vlad? If the Shechita is a good Shechita, it should take a help to be Matar the Vlad Bachila. Kveger wants to answer that since the lumdus of the heter of Ben Pekua, the hainu, the lumdus behind why when you shecht the mother, you're mutter to eat the vlad that's inside the mother, is because we consider the vlad to be ke'echer me'verel of the mother. Memela, the vlad of a treifa, can't become mutter with the shechita of the mother because of a manushach. If you want to look at the Vlad as Echa Me'evriyayim, then it should have an Issa Treifa, and it should be also Ba'achilo Mitzad the Issa Treifa. And if you're going to say it's not Ke'echa Me'evriyayim, then the Shechita of the mother can't help for the Vlad. And the Vlad would be Usher for a different reason, because it didn't have a Shechita. It's because of this Miman of Shach that you can't use the Heter of Ben Pekua if the mother is a Treifa. That's what Rikivega wants to learn, Pshat in the Gemara. The Stipler in Simeon Aleph brings a riot to Kiveger from a Rashi on Daf Ayin Hei Mabeis Divrei Amaslo Ton Shechita. Rashi over there says that the Vlad of a Treifa isn't Hutar v'Shechitas Imoy, so that Rashi, De'im Kein Havilei Ke'echod Me'evorel. Rashi is Mavur that to use the Heter Shechita of the Eim requires us to say that the Vlad is Ke'echa Me'evorel, which will in turn make us say that the Vlad is a Din Treifa. So, Memanushach, it's also Ba'achila. Rashi seems to be mamish mefurish like Rav Kuhager. But the Biskarov in Sefer on Omer Ayin Tes Amin Aleph argues that this can't be pshat in Rashi. Because just because we consider it ke'echa me'evorel, le'inyin it getting the heter shchita, doesn't mean we need to consider it ke'echa me'evorel, le'gabi all your halachas, like being a treifa. He says, haga ba'atzmucha, if the mother was a shara niskal and asur ba'achila, would we say that the shchita se'ein doesn't work to be matter the vlad ba'achila, because also there's a mamar shach? It was pasha to the Rav that we wouldn't say that in Avada b'chiyai gavna, the Vlad would be mutter with the Shchita Seim. The Meila, the Biskarov says that we have to say a different pshat in our Gemara. The Rav wants to be mazber our Gemara, alpi yisoid of Rav Chaim. That be'emes, the iser to eat a treifa, is because there is a chesaron in the Shchita of the treifa. Even though a Shchita's treifa, Avada helps to be metayr midei nevela, but when it comes to the heter achila, the Torah was mechadish that the shchita of a treifa is not a good shchita. Rav Chaim proves this from a Rambam in Perek Beis of a Satoma. The Rambam over there says that even though usually we find that when something is an avela legabe the iser achila, it is also an avela legabe tumas nevela. The Rambam says when it comes to shchitas nochri, when it comes to a goy shechting a behema, although the behema is asur ba'achila midin nevela, the shchita of the nachri does work in order to be metayer it midei tumas nevela. So the Rambam, just like by a treifa is asur ba'achila, yet the shchita of a treifa helps to be metayer it midei nevela. Zotar of Chaim, if a treifa is asur ba'achila, not mitzad a chesaron in the shchita, so then it wouldn't be a raya b'chlal to shchitas nachri. Because there's a chiddush that although there is a chesaron in the shchita, klapei the heter achila, still the shchita is poyel a taira from tumas nevela. Mashen came by treifa, where the shchita is good and the iser is mitamacher, why shouldn't the shchita work to be mitayer midei nevela? Al korchu the Rambam held that in treifa also you see that a chesaron in the shchita, klapei the heter achila, can still not be considered a chesaron, klapei being mitayer midei nevela. Because the Isra Achil by Treifa is also a chesaron in the Shchita. Halkoponim, lefi this yisoid of Reb Chaim, that a Treifa has a chesaron in its Maisa Shchita, l'gabi heter achila, it is good, our Gemara, why the Vlad of a Treifa is not hutter with the Shchita of its mother. The Shchita of the Eim, who is a Treifa, has a chesaron in it. And that can't create a heter achila for the mother itself, and the Mela for the Vlad too. Dehainu, the whole hanocha of the kasher of Kiveger was that he understood that the shchita of a treifa has nothing wrong with it. So that's why he didn't understand why the shchita can't help for the vlad. But if we're going to be miyasid, that the whole reason why the mother is not able to be eaten is because there's a chesaron in her shchita, memela, the shchita also can't work to be mapped to the vlad, b'achila. L'chayra l'fi zeh, we have to come back to Rashi on Daf Ayin Hei and understand why did Rashi need to explain that the reason why the Vlad of a Treifa can't get the Shchita of her mother is because it's Ke'echa Me'evorel? Why does Rashi need this for? L'chayr, the Rav just explained to us, it's Pashit, that since the mother can't have a Shchita in it, because it's a Treifa, so maybe you can't use the Shchita of the Eim for the Vlad, because the Shchita of the Eim is not a good Shchita. The Rav wants to explain that even though a Treifa doesn't get a Heta Achila through its Shchita, it isn't because the Maisa Shchita isn't a Maisa Shchita at all. Avad, it is a Maisa Shchita. Just vos, a treifa can't get a chalois heter shchita through a Maisa Shchita. Oy vazoi, Rashi was bothered. Why is the Vlad aser? If the Shchita is a Maisa Shchita gemura, and the Vlad isn't a treifa, so it should be able to get a heter through the Maisa Shchita of the mother. On that, Rashi answers that to be matter the Vlad with the Shchita Seim, you need to say that it's Ke'echa Me'evorel, le'ingin v'chalois heter Shchita. And since the mother can't have a chalois heter Shchita in her, we can't pass it on to the Vlad. Since the Vlad has to be Ke'echa Me'evorel, and it has to be Ke'echa Me'evorel to get the chalois heter Shchita, since just like the mother, because she's a treifa, can't have a chalois heter Shchita, the Vlad also can't get a chalois heter Shchita. Al kol panim, we have two mahalchim in the Gemara in why the Vlad is aser. The mahalch of Rav Kiveger and the mahalch of the Biskarov. The Gemara Vayter asks, V'tizvira v'amara meyer ben pakua ta'am shchita. The Gemara is asking that how could you say a chiddush in a meyer? That even though he holds shchita ruya shma shchita, but if you shecht a mother who's a treifa, it doesn't help to be matter the vlad. Midin ben pakua. L'chayra meyer holds that there is no heter b'chlal of ben pakua. A ben pakua always needs its own shchita. So what's b'chlal, the chiddush, to say that by a treifa there's no heter of ben pakua? Remeir argues in the din of ben pakua completely. The Gemara is machik to answer that enochanami, the chiddush, isn't in shitas Remeir, but rather the chiddush is lefi Rebbe, who holds like Remeir b'chada, upolig alei b'chada. He holds like Remeir that shchita shein ruya shma shchita, but he holds that ben pakua does get the heter shchita from its mother. The Rabban over here asks, why couldn't the Gemara say that the Chiddush is in Remeir, and we are talking about a Ben Pekua who is a Ben Tes Meis or a Ben Ches Chai? And B'chi Gavna, Remeir is Moida in the fourth parak that there is a Heter of Ben Pekua, and that it's Mutter with the Shechita of the mother. Now Taisus was Kenira bothered by this Kasha, and he answers that a Ben Tes Meis or a Ben Shmoyna Chai, when they are inside of a Trefa, get the Psul of a Trefa, because they are Yerech Imai, and therefore it's Pashit that the Shechita of the mother can't help, because they themselves are considered a Trefa. Just like the Shechita isn't matter the mother because she's a Trefa, it can't be matter the Vlad, because he himself has a Din Trefa. The Ram wants to say that this Teretz of Taisus is also Meduyik in Rashi, Divrei Amaskel Ben. Because Rashi over there says, Ben Tes Chai Delav Yerech Imai Kuli Hai. Rashi means that the whole Hava Amina of the Gemara was only by a Ben Tes Chai, which isn't Mamish Yerech Imai, since it has its own Chiyas, and therefore doesn't have the Psula Trefus that the mother has. But by a Ben Tes Meis, or a Ben Ches Chai, it is Yerech Imai, and therefore would have a Din Shreifa, and there is no Havamin over there that the Shechita of the mother would help for it. I'll call upon him, although Rashi and Taisus use this Mahalav to answer the Ramban's Kasha, the Ramban himself disagrees with Rashi and Taisus and Din, and he holds even a Ben Tes Meis and a Ben Ches Chai would not have a Din Shreifa Mamish. And there could have been a Havamina that the Shechita Seim helps for it. Rather, the reason the Gemara didn't answer that this is the case we are talking about is because the Gemara rather say the case by Ben Tes Chai, because it's a bigger chiddush. That even though it's completely kosher and all it needs is a shechita, still we can't use the shechita of the mother to be matered. And the Mela, I'll know kol shekein, that I also can't use the shechita se'im for a Ben Tes Meis and a Ben Ches Chai, which besides needing a shechita, they themselves are ke'ena nefel and a nevela, and the shechita se'im doesn't help for them. The Rashi is bothered by this pshat of the Ramban, because if the Gemara kol ponim could have said a case of Ben Tes Meis and Ben Ches Chai, even if it was less of a chiddush, it should have said it rather than saying the doichik that it does say, that the chiddush isn't in Remeir, it's only in Rebbe, which isn't the mashmois of the original memra. So the Rashba learns a third mahalach, that the Gemara couldn't say that the case is Ben Tes Meis or Ben Ches Chai, because these cases it's pashe b'yoyser that the shechita's aim can't help for it. Because since the shechita can't help to be matter the mother b'achila, since she's a treifa, and a vla Ben Tes Meis can't have a din shechita nitmitzad atzmai, because it's dead, and by a ben shmoy nachai, it's an aim b'mina shechitai, so it's pashit that the shechita the mother won't help for it. And that's why the Gemara couldn't say that this was a case. Dehainu, by a ben tes meis and a ben ches chai, there isn't a way to give a shechita to it, bei mitzad the mother, and bei mitzad asmai, since it's something which can't have a din shechita in it mitzad asmai. Mashein kein a ben tes chai, then mitzad asmai, it can't have a din shechita, there I would think that the shechita the mother helps for it. The Ramban seems to argue and hold that there is a hava mina, even by a ben tes meis and a ben ches chai, and it could be that this machlokes will be tali in the mamakim in the lomdis of ben pekua. Abrein kan amokim laharich. The Gemara Vayter wants to say a chiddush according to Reb Shimon that even though he holds the shechita of a treifa is a shechita shein ruya and it's loy shma shechita, but the shechita of a treifa would help to be mitaret midei nevela. The Gemara asks that l'chayru this is not a chiddush and it's shechita. And it brings a pasuk that tells us this halacha, that a shechita of a treifa helps to be metaret midei nevela. The Achiezer in Chelik Dalet Simon Zion Sif Koton Zion asks a question on the Gemara. Why do we taka need a pasuk to tell me this halacha that the shechita of a treifa is mitara midei nevela? Why should a treifa be mitara bin nevela? It's not a nevela, and it's not even also b'achila mishum nevela. It's also because of treifa. L'chayru, to be a nevela, it has to die shaloi mach v'ashchita. And here, it died mach v'ashchita. So why would I think it's a nevela? The Achiezer wants to answer this kasha, al piya yisoy, which we mentioned earlier b'shem Reb Chaim, that a treifa isn't a new iser because of the simen treifas in the behema. Rather, the reason why a treifa is also b'achila is because there is a chesaron in the shchita that you do on the treifa, and therefore it's b'miksas a nevela. Dahainu, just like a nevela is usher because there was no shchita, a treifa is also usher because there was a chesaron in its shchita. Achiezer wants to bring a raya to this from the Rambam in Perek Dalet, Hilchos Macholos Asuris, that the Rambam says over there, if you eat a chati zayis of a treifa and a chati zayis of a nevela, they are mitzdarif in order for you to be chayiv malchus. Zok the Rambam, because treifa tchilas nevelahu, a treifa is tchilas nevela. The beer in this is the chayra, that a treifa is already missing part of its chiyas since it's soifay lomas. And this chiyas that it's missing was taken out shaloyayi de shchita. Therefore, it's b'miksas a nevela, and it can be mitzdarif to the shir kezayis of a nevela to be chayiv malchus. Similarly, the shchita of a treifa isn't fully good, because the shchita isn't being moitzi all the chiyas from the behema, because some chiyas is already out. Lefi zeh, it's moving why I need a pasuk in our Gemara that a treifa that you shecht is still tor and it's not mitam in nevela. Because I would have thought that the shchita isn't good enough to be moitzi midei nevela, because it's already missing some of its chiyas. Kamash on the pasuk that the shchita of a treifa is enough of a shchita in order to be mitara midei nevela. Al kol panim, returning to the Gemara answers this question of shchita by saying that it's talking about when the treifa is chulin ba'azara, and the chiddush is that even though the shchita doesn't make it aser b'hano midin chulin shenishchu ba'azara, it does help still to be mitara midei nevela. The Levari over here asks Shver, what the chiddush is? Why should the fact that the shchita isn't making it aser b'hano mitzar chulin ba'azara affect the din that a shchita is mitara a treifa midei nevela? L'choyra, these are two separate dinim that the shchita does, and why should the fact that the shchita can't do one din cause that it can't do the other din? The Levi answers that Al Karcho the Hava Amina wasn't to say this based on a Svara Dairaisa. Rather, the Hava Amina is that Midrabbanon will be geyser, that when people see the Shchita not working to make this Chulin Shenishtu Ba'azara, they would think that it's not a Shchita at all. And if they see that you're being Mitaret Midei Nevela, they will think that you don't need a Shchita to be Mitaret Midei Nevela. Therefore, I would think that the Rabbanon were geyser to say that it is Tomei, Tomei Nevela, Kamash Malon, that they weren't geyser. Now this pshat works very well with Taisus Divrei HaMasel Soko Daitach, who asks why the Gemara couldn't say that the case is talking about where he shechted a treifa, which was Oisei Vespinoi. And the Hava Amina would be that since it isn't considered a shchita to be chayev on Oisei Vespinoi, it also isn't a shchita to be mitar v'dei nevela. Taisus answers that by Oisei Vespinoi, we only see that it's not a shchita klapi the shoyche being chayev malchus, but not klapi the behema nishchat. Mashen kein, by chulun shenishtu ba'azora, there we see that it's not a shchita klapi the behema ha'nishchat lingin to ask of the behema ba'ano. And memela we would have a hava amina to say that it's also not a shchita klapi the guf ha'nishchat to be metara midei nevela. Now, lefi the leva aryeh, the shakavitari and toises can be understood. Toises and his hava amina thought that there is a mocking for a gzeira as long as in general, legabe one din, the shchita doesn't work, we should say that the shchita doesn't work, l'chol adinim. And Taisus answered that Chazal only would make the gzeira specifically if the shchita isn't tuin guf in the guf ha-nishchat. There we would be geyser that it doesn't tuuf at all in the guf ha-nishchat. Mashein kein, if the shchita wasn't chal. Mitzad the shoychet, like legabi oisev es v'noi, that isn't a reason to be geizer that it's not chal in the guf ha-nishchat. Toisa's shaka v'tayo was how far the Rabbanon would extend their gzeiru. The Gemara says, Vaiter, Omer le Rapapa l'abaye, v'sova Reb Shimon chulun v'azara dai raisa. Rapapa is asking that our sugya is mavur, that Reb Shimon holds chulun shenishtu b'azara is aser minat taira, and it's shver from a different braisa, which is mashra that he holds, it's only aser midrabbanon. There's a machlokes rishonim where Rapapa saw in our sugya that Reb Shimon holds chulun shenishtu b'azara is aser minat taira. Rashi learns that we see it from the braisa, which says that Reb Shimon doesn't aser chulun b'azara when it's a shchita sheiner uyo like by treifa. Says Rashi Bishlomo, if the din chulun shenishtu b'azara aser b'anoz minat taira, so we learn now from vizavachta, so then it needs a din shchita. And meila shchita sheiner uyo lo yishma shchita, and that's why it's an aser if it's a shchita sheiner uyo. But if the din chulun shenishtu b'azara is aser midrabanon, the gather would be that chazal were geizer, that you will mistake this chulin for kachim, and you'll make a mistake laying in kachim. Because when you eat this bachutz, people will think that it's kachim, and they'll think that kachim can be eaten bachutz. L'chayro, this gzeira is shlayach just as much by a shchita sheneruya. So the braisa that says that it's mutter ba'ana by a shchita sheneruya, it must be that it holds that it's aser minat tayr. This is Rashi's mahalach in the sugya. The Baal Amar over here learns differently. He learns that the hechruch that it's aser minat teira is really from our Mishnah, which says that lefi Reb Shimon, chulin, that it was nishketu ba'azara, is potter from kisa adam. Zot the Baal Amar, if it was aser ba'ana, only midrabanon, how could a din derabanon be doicha achiv kisa minat teira? Now Taisus actually bavarns this pshat of the Baal Amar, and he says that this can't be pshat in the Gemara. Because the Gemara wouldn't have a hechrich here that Reb Shimon holds a chulin shenishtu ba'azara is aser b'hana, because the Mishnah doesn't say mefurish that it's going according to Reb Shimon. The Mishnah just says chachamim paitrim, so maybe it's not going like Reb Shimon. So Meila Taish says this can't be the hechrich of the Gemara. The Ramban argues on the actual teichen of the Baal Mar's pshat, and he says that even if chulin shenishtu ba'azara was only aser midrabanon, it could be the Rabbanon would use their kayach to be oiker a dover min atayr b'sheva altayse, and they would say that they be oiker the chiyiv kisui adam, because if they don't, then people will assume that chulun shenishtu ba'azara is really mutar ba'ana, because otherwise you wouldn't be chayiv in kisui. So maybe the Ramban wants to learn a different pshat in the Gemara. The Ramban learns pshat in Repapa is that he's going on the memory we said before, that I would have had a hava mina that l'fi Reb Shimon a shchitas treifa of chulun ba'azara is tamei b'nevela, since it's a shchita sheinu uya le'ingin chulun ba'azara. Says the Ramban, only if le'ingin chulun ba'azara it's einar uya le'ingin adin min ha-taira, would I say that the shchita doesn't help to be tired with the nevela. But if chulun ba'azara was only a din d'rabbanon, there would be no hava amina that the shchita can't be mitar b'nevela just because it's not creating a din chulun ba'azara. This is Rapapa's raya that Reb Shimon HaKarchach holds that din chulun shenishtu ba'azara is aser minat teira. So we come out with three biurim in the raya of the Gemara that Reb Shimon holds chulun shenishtu ba'azara is aser minat teira. Rashi holds it's from the fact that shchita shein ruya doesn't aser ba'ana. The Baal Amor says it's from the Mishnah that says that chulun shenishtu ba'azara is potter from kisei adam. And the Ramban says it's from the hava min of the Gemara that a shchita she'ein ru'uya to make chulun ba'azara is not a shchita to be able to be metar midei nevelo.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Maclemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.